Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, no. I really don't know. I love my family, but I just love Brooklyn Addy.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In hip-hop and rap, hometowns are very, very important. Where you're from is just as important as who you are. But what happens when your crew is split between two cities? The hip-hop trio called Tanya Morgan has one foot planted firmly in Brooklyn and another in Cincinnati. Their latest release is called Brooklyn Addy, and it's a concept album of sorts set in a fictional city where people settle down for the good life and visit landmarks named after hip-hop heroes like Questlove from The Roots and the late producer Jay Dilla. We'll find out more about Brooklyn Addy in a moment, but first, Don Will and Von P from Tanya Morgan are here, two-thirds of the trio Tanya Morgan, to play live in our studio. This is On Our Way on Soundcheck.
What's up, y'all? It goes like this.
It go. Now we're on our way, 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 yeah. Sing along now. Now we're on our way, 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 yeah. Come along, y'all. Now we're on our way, 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 yeah, yeah. We go now. We're on our way, 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 way,
Give it up to the one who come through like Von Peter has been, because I've been had something with the pen pad when Missy was in glad bags with the and sample before the rap flags flown at a half mast, because I have raps with a whack dance. I be the last cat that's gonna just laugh. I'm gonna adjust that and summon the just path. I used to just rap with a lot of punchlines, double my meaning, now I'm meaning you'll adjust fine. I keep it growing because the hand-me-downs lower and more of me is given. If it fails as a living, I'm still a God's mission. You relate to my sending, and please keep it for the men who aren't giving in. By the way,
yo, now we're on our way, 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 yo. Sing along, y'all. Now we're on our way, 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 yo. Come along, y'all. Now we're on our way, 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 yo. It go.
Now we're on our way, way, way.
I wanna be self-assured, no above all. I did the right thing by following my dream and tightening my writing. I liken it to fighting for what you believe in. And my mama said, don't let them dreams keep you from sleeping. Chasing them around, you look up to have found that the ones you kept around grabbed their coats and was out. Took it with a grain of salt and pray my way was paying off. Cause looking back on it all, I made it pretty far, but kept me out of touch. So I see what she was saying. Cause some days instead of talk, I'd rather have the ringer off. They like, yo, I ain't seen you where you been hanging. Offense taken, feel like you've been slighted. Shake it off, cause it's a long, hard stroll, not a yellow brick road. Who helping with the gas? Rabbit in at the toe. But, by the way, 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 yeah, yeah. Sing along, come along, yeah. It go, now we're on our way, 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 yeah. Come on, it go, now we're on our way, 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 yeah. I said, now we're on our way, 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 yeah.
That is Tanya Morgan, two-thirds of the trio anyway, Don Will and Von P live here in our Soundcheck studio. The song is called On Our Way. The new album is called Brooklyn Addy by the band called Tanya Morgan. And Von P, Don Will, thank you guys for joining us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Von P, you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay. Don Will, you're from Cincinnati, but you live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then there's the missing member, Ilyas, born in Cincinnati and still lives
there.
Yes.
How does this work? I mean...
Well, initially, when we recorded the first album, I actually lived in Cincinnati, too. So we, during recording, we didn't even meet until halfway through recording the album, so...
Yeah, this was 2004.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it's just a process that we're kind of accustomed to. And it's kind of like, you know, it may seem a little bit strange, but it's just something that it's our process, and we've kind of grown accustomed to.
So does this process happen like through email and file transfer protocols and stuff like that?
I like to call it a musical conversation. Like Von can elaborate a little bit more, but like, it's kind of like, you know, the same way you would send an email to somebody and like they'll just add on to it. We do that with songs and instrumentals and verses and concepts.
Yeah.
Von P, I really like there's a kind of a lush, rich texture to that song.
Thank you.
How long does it take to create that? Is that sort of the first thing that gets sent between the three of you?
That particular song is one that I produced, and you know, we're a sample based hip hop group, so when I the original record is arranged differently. When I heard it, I actually heard what I wanted to do in my head, like as I was sitting there playing it, like, I want to take this and take this part and repeat it for this long and take this part and put it here. And so really it just starts with what I hear in my head, and then I have to make it come out before I send it to them, and I'll email it to them as a whole idea, because you don't really want to send somebody half of your idea because you can't convince them of it like mm-hmm. that. So it starts with me completing the thought, or any of us completing the thought, and then we send it to the other two people in the group.
But as the producer of that track,
yeah.
you had a lot of kind of groundwork to do
yeah.
before anybody could start rhyming or rapping over.
Yeah, it started with like, you know, like I said, rearranging the sample and then adding like different synth and things I played on top of it, and it was done. I never sit down and come up with a track from beginning to end in one sitting. It could take a week, it could take months.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's done. You hear it one day and say, okay, this is ready now.
All right, let me ask you guys a couple of questions about names. First of all, Tanya Morgan. I mean,
yeah.
Don Will, you must get asked this question all the time. Who is Tanya Morgan?
Tanya Morgan is a fictitious soul singer, so to speak. It was kind of like an arbitrary name we made up to
go with the concept of the first album.
Yeah, correct.
Which
yeah.
was what?
The first album was called Moonlighting, and because based on the title, it was a one-off album. We were all solo artists before we became this group, and the first album was called Moonlighting. It was about us just doing something on the side as opposed to our solo music, mm-hmm. and the concept of the first album was a guy walked into a record store that's not into hip-hop music, and the person at the record store...
Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke.
Yeah, it is.
Guy walks into a record store.
And, you know, he's not into hip-hop, but the guy that works at the store is a hip-hop DJ, and he's friends of the three of us, you know, on the first album. So he says, you know what? Take this tape. It's called Tanya Morgan. And the guy gets outside and buys it and hears that it's hip-hop. And that was a one-off album. That was the joke of that one piece. But, you know, we got stuck with it, which we don't mind. Because, you know, that just makes when we finally do completely succeed, it'll be like, we succeeded and we have a dumb name. So that'll just make success that much sweeter, you know?
When Wax Poetics reviewed, I guess it was the second album in 2006, the review was headlined, Tanya Morgan is a hip-hop group.
Yeah, yeah. You have to let that be known.
We put out a mixtape named Tanya Morgan is a Rap Group. I mean, it was just because... Like, we get the name thing so much, and we'll get it until we stop making music. I mean, because it's like every time you come out, you discover a new fan, and they're always like, yo, so why the name?
Yeah, that, so where's Tanya?
That'll never be a household name, so we'll be doing this for the next 10 years, explaining.
It actually just happened at the Rocksteady Festival. We played Rocksteady this Sunday. We showed up, and the guy, we were like, we're Tanya Morgan. He's like, she's not here yet. We're like, no,
like,
we
no,
are.
That's us.
It's kind of like a cool thing.
It's like the Monty Python thing.
That actually exactly. happened. We did a show in Canada, and you know, you go through customs. And Ilias, he was on the plane, and he got there, and he was like, you know, I'm here. I'm in a group, Tanya Morgan, and they were like, what's that? Your name is Ilias. There's no Tanya here. How are you Tanya? And he had to actually take out a CD and open it up and say, look, that's me. This is my group. It's me. So they let him in the country.
The CD is called Brooklyn Addy. It's out now. The band is called, for better or worse, Tanya Morgan, and we're speaking with two of the three. Ilias is still back in Cincinnati, but Von P and Don Will are here. The killer track on the record is So Damn Down. Want to do that for us next?
Sure.
Now, who produced it? Von P,
I produced that one, too, as well.
Same yeah. thing?
Same process where... actually, no, that one, I wasn't so confident about that one. That was a track that I had laying around.
You sent, like, a snippet.
Yeah, like, I just had that laying around, and I was like, hey, would y'all want to do something with this? And he's like, okay, let's do it. So then I went in and added the layers and blase blah and started actually producing the record from there.
He doesn't have as much fun making albums as we do. Like, we literally get to do verses and sit back like, I can't wait to hear the album. Where Von
said, no, well, that's my fun. Like, the most fun for me for making an album is actually the production of it. Like, the same way you put together a play, that's how I look at putting together an album. Like, it's not just 10 songs. It's a whole movement for that 40 minutes that you're listening.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear this performance in our studio. Two thirds of Tanya Morgan here with us on Soundcheck today. The album is called Brooklyn Addie, and we'll talk a little bit about that title in a minute. But first, let's hear the song called So Damn Down in our Soundcheck studio.
Okay, once again, this song is called So Damn Down, and this is actually from the show disc, so there's a introduction before the actual music comes on. So I'm going to take this time to say hello to everybody.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Don Will. That's Von P.
He's a Gemini and Scorpio.
And I enjoy
Elias
long
is, Pisces. The song goes like this. Yeah. And we get so damn down.
And we get so damn down.
And we get so damn down.
And we get so, we get so, we get so damn down. And we get so, we get so damn down.
Don Will, say so damn down.
And we get so damn down.
Say so damn down.
And we get so damn down.
We get so,
we get so, we get so damn down. And we get so, got a pocket full of
this go around, I'm going around. Any obstacle and giving the sickle to critics and hospital women. See, I could use that as a diss. I use that as a gift that comes after a kiss. On beating in sync like Justin. Horse head in the bed soon as they wake it up. When Vaughn's on the mic, lyricism ain't an issue. Soon as I write it down, they write it up. Simple. I used to get paid by the weeks. Never got paid by the streets. Now I get paid by the beats. That's a fancy way to say I'm broke as hell. These rappers, man, they in my space too quick. Ask for some money and this man, that's a grip. I'll be right back. Thank God I can jog while paving the tracks. Cause I'm the main one that know what to say on the tracks. And we out. Don't hate my crew. Cause we get so damn down, yeah, so damn down. Don't hate my crew. Cause we get so damn down, yeah, so damn down.
I got the gift of gab, but having swag is a diss at me. You ain't singing Jack and Word to Questo, Seuss and them. They played the tape when it was moonlighting, or more like when we ain't know no better than hoping shows get to them like no dose medicine. Open those letters in the game, man, a gentleman. Ever see a veteran and wonder what it did to him?
Listen,
all I need is us three, life's a party. Y'all ID, but not we, and probably still online while I'm grinding. Logged on and I'm doing fine. I'm loving the fake, that's just how we relate. I let the fans argue with them, I ain't trying to debate. It's on demand, so you get it automatic. No wait, damn down, tell how I get when it's a lot on my plate. Come on, come on, y'all.
Yeah, don't hate my crew, cause we get so damn down. Yeah, so damn down. Don't hate my crew, cause we get so damn down. Yeah, so damn,
and we get so damn down.
We get so damn down,
and we get so damn down.
We get so damn down.
We get so damn down.
That's the single, So Damn Down.
That is Tanya Morgan live in our Soundcheck studio. Don Will and Von P are here with me. Ilyas is missing. Do you guys do this sort of thing a lot, Don Will? Where you, can you do these songs with just two of you?
Locally, we do
a
lot.
We try to contain it to like promotional things and like smaller performances. But when we go out on a full on tour, like there's a Tanya Morgan show, we like to have everybody there. So I mean, it's kind of like
who's everybody?
Ilyas. Is everybody
okay? All right.
I mean, it's just basically like, you know, for the means of just keeping the name out there and keeping people aware of us having product out in XYZ, we definitely like to make appearances. We can't necessarily always afford to bring them out to certain things,
right?
Because you also have to always take into account people have their favorites, so you don't want to go somewhere and their favorite in the group is not there,
right?
Well, this is part of, and you guys are talking about this in the song, the indie scene where you're talking about, you know, I'm getting paid for the beat, which means I'm broke. there's something really kind of great that we don't get to hear a lot of on the radio with, you know, people who are making this music. And it's not all about, you know, I'm going to get the big record deal, I'm going to get the Escalade, I'm going to get the pool, and, you know.
Especially the price of gas, you don't want to Escalade.
Exactly. You want a gas station.
Yeah.
Right
now. But, you know, it's with the economy, and even away from the economy, with the way the music business is doing in general now, the true colors come out. It shows you, okay, am I doing this because I'm trying to get rich? No, because I'm not going to get rich like Puff Daddy in 1995. It's 2009, and chances are you're going to make your song and struggle and probably still have a regular job. And it shows you who the real artists are and the real passion. So I'm just happy to be a part of this era for that reason, if no other reason.
So is the indie scene in hip hop similar to the indie scene in rock, where the CD is just the calling card, and you actually make your living through the tours, through performance?
A lot of times, when you show up to shows on tour, people will have the music. They just show up to they buy the CD to kind of show support, you know. But a lot of times, like, they'll download the music or however they get it, they'll know it already, so they'll be reciting the words with you. But come up and buy the CD to get an autograph, or buy the CD just to show you that they actually support you.
Ilias likes to call it casting a vote. It's like, you know, you cast your vote to show who you support by buying the CD.
Mm-hmm. The CD is called Brooklynati, and you can actually view a map of Brooklynati and explore a whole website created by the Brooklynati Chamber of Commerce on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. So you guys have taken this ball and run with it.
Well, you know,
this
it was
Brooklynati thing.
Like our thesis statement.
I have to thank A&R project manager Dominic Del Benny, who we worked with since the beginning of our career. He was like, if we're going to do this, let's just run all the way. Because he's a collector. He collects vinyl. He collects posters. And just speaking to that kind of person that likes that novelty and not just music. So,
and you know, in today's economy, as Von was saying, and just the climate of the music industry, we wanted to have like a double layered kind of effect. Whereas if you just enjoy music, and you're just discovering us, you can just have the CD and you can just have the music. Whereas if you've been around since Moonlighting, that's a long time. So we wanted to give people something to dig into. So you can go make a driver's license, or you can go like research the names of the streets, or like go to these mock stores and
the stores
shops.
And the parks, they're all named after, you know.
Well, you know
these,
what I mean? The thing that I like to say, I like to say that event albums are harder to make nowadays because it's so hard to like put a release date and so hard to like have a budget. So you kind of got to make your own event album. You kind of got to make everything special for the listeners and yourself.
There's always stuff to catch, too. Like, for example, John Roebling, he built the Brooklyn Bridge, and he built the bridge in Cincinnati. So we have, like, on the album, it's like, we have, like, a John Roebling segment to the album, and nobody will catch that unless they Google it. And then they'll figure out.
We do really weird stuff for ourselves.
All right, so you got a couple of little hidden things in there.
Millions of hidden things.
Literally.
If you like Easter egg hunts, have your way with it.
All right, so Brooklynati is the name of the record. The band is Tanya Morgan. Two-thirds of the guys are here in the studio with us, Don Will and Von P. And forgot to say, is there like a two-and-a-half-minute version that we can squeeze in here, or...? What do you think?
We can do one verse if you're cool with that.
That's cool.
All right.
Okay.
Why don't we do it?
All right, cool.
Forgot to say, once again, is the name of the song. We'll try and squeeze in a third live performance here in our studio. The members of Tanya Morgan. The album is called Brooklynati. Out now. Here's a final live performance in our soundcheck studio.
Yeah. So, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for copping the CD, and supporting us. We love you, and this song is for you. What up, Von?
Man, I could walk around like I do it for health, but I don't do it for self. I got the truest of wealth. They say the top's type lonely. Keep me at the tier with my peers in the barrel. No crabs, we are sparrows. They eye us right back. So I don't have to worry sleeping after a nightcap. A toast to the right track. I could ride the work and lock it up at the bike rack, but I'd be pretending to like that. So it all begins with a listener. Maybe they'll remember a song that hit them and figure us to be the realest of the nuts in the gallery. Tired of granting amnesty to these stuck and gassed up stars in the galaxy. Me and my sons are like the center of attention. Out for the rings, not just an honorable mention. Hustle forever, but you will need that support from a stranger. So to your fans, don't be a stranger. Times that you're supposed to do it.
Time.
For all the times that you show love.
Times.
For all the shows that you came to.
Times.
Yeah, yeah, we want to thank you.
And I forgot to say.
Yeah, I thank you.
Yeah, come
yeah,
on,
yo,
yo,
I thank you. It is sound check. I thank you. WNYC. Yeah, we thank you.
Do it alone. We can't do it. You know we can't do it alone. We can't do it. You know we can't do it alone.
We can't do it. You know we can't do it alone. We can't do it.
You know we can't do it alone.
Forgot to Say is the name of the song. There's more where that came from, but you'll just have to go to the album called Brooklynati by the band Tanya Morgan. We've been speaking with Don Will and Von P from Tanya Morgan. Ilias still back home in Cincinnati. Brooklyn is home for you guys, and I'm really glad you made the trip across the bridge to be with us here in the studio this afternoon. It's been a lot of fun.
Definitely. Happy to be. I enjoyed myself.
And you can visit Brooklyn Addy online. The link is on the soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. And that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, the best releases of the year so far in rock, pop, hip-hop, classical, and jazz. Also tomorrow, Allison Brown is a Grammy-winning banjo player who found a way to use her MBA degree. She co-founded Compass Records, a rare success story in the music biz. She and her quartet join us to play live. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Emily Levitt. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC. Count paper that I won't come in constantly.